Well, the shackles are officially off in Melbourne, or at the very least, they've been loosened. It's the first day of new freedoms as the city reopens after a long lockdown. And as the cafes, restaurants and hairdressers let people back inside, there are smiles all over the place. That said, some people are feeling nervous about what opening up now will mean for the spread of the virus on a day when Victoria has once again reported more than 2,000 new cases. David Sparks has more.
In the past year and a half, Melburnians have spent 263 days in lockdown. No wonder then that on one of the city's coolest coffee drinking strips, De Graves Street in the CBD, people are excited to be amongst the action today.
Oh, so excited. just can't wait to see all my friends and, be in Melbourne and,
A bit of smashed avo and drinking coffee out of a real ceramic cup are hard to beat.
Very different to what I've been used to for the past almost 3 months, so it almost feels a bit surreal, I guess.
And a bit of face-to-face pampering is back on the agenda. Oakley beautician Angela Kennedy is already flat out.
This is like a dream come true, honestly. We have had the phones off the hook. People are saying they're going to camp out the front to get in first. We've got a 12-hour day ahead of us. We're just so, so excited to finally be open.
It's a day of excitement for Melbourne, but it comes against a backdrop of more bad COVID numbers today. Victoria has reported 2,189 new cases and another 16 deaths. And some people are feeling nervous about what the virus might do as society reopens. Mandy McCracken is a quadruple amputee, a mother of three, and the ABC's Regional Storyteller Scholarship recipient.
I mean, it's exciting. It's great that we've, got the kids going back to school and all that's fantastic. But, it's a little anxiety driving. I'm a little unsure as to what this looks like for me. So what I need is I need to have carers that come in every morning and help me out, just to help me get showered and dressed and stuff. So I'm sort of, by the grace of God, going, because I'm not really sure what those carers have all been up to, and I hope to God that they're all fully vaccinated. I'm not overly worried. I'm vaccinated myself. I'm hoping that, this is going to be okay and that we're not all going to regret it. It's just that sort of mild kind of level of anxiety. If I could cross my fingers, I would.
So there's a whole heap of new freedoms coming in for Melburnians today. And so most people are thrilled they can go out and do stuff. But for someone in your situation, it's not that simple, is it?
No. Well, going into a shop and checking in, that's almost near impossible. I've got my certificate on my phone, but I've got prosthetic hands and they don't actually pick up on my screen on my phone. So for me to get my phone out and press buttons and take photos of QR codes, there's no way I can do that. I can't do it at all. And then also just to put a mask on, I can't actually do that. So, yes, I'm really independent and I can get around and do all this sort of stuff, but I'm sort of going out there and I'm actually going to have to rely on the general public to help me to do this checking in thing. It's going to be challenging, yeah.
Yeah, and given, albeit that you've said how physically difficult that's going to be, I mean, is it something you want to do? Do you want to go to a cafe? Do you want to go into a shop?
Oh. Yeah, of course. I'd love to go out there and have my life back. It'd be great. But, anyone who's got a physical disability, this stuff's really hard. And, getting out and about and doing that check-in and putting a mask on and sanitising hands and things, it's not always an easy thing for everybody to do.
Is there anything on your agenda? Is there anything you're looking forward to doing or planning to do?
The kids and I have actually written a whole list of what we want to do, everything from getting into Puff and Billy and going for a ferry ride across Port Phillip Bay through to just getting an ice cream and sitting on the beach.
So has the Victorian government chosen the right time to reopen? Professor Tony Blakely is an epidemiologist at the University of Melbourne.
Always hard to say, but society's made its decision and onward we go. With New South Wales, the numbers were coming down and lower when they opened up. It was a safer move to make. In Victoria, with case numbers at around 2,000, it was a little bit nerve-wracking. However, with vaccine coverage going up and the hospital load not as bad as it would have been in the olden days when we didn't have as high vaccine coverage, we should be okay.
Epidemiologist Professor Tony Blakely, David Sparks with that report.